Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Muraqabati, the chapter on Allah consciousness, on being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is one of the fundamental aspects, one of the pinnacles, or one of the things that are central to a person's belief, a person staying away from guna, staying away from doubtful items, person being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment, what is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expecting of me? Every moment, am I making my Allah ta'ala happy? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with what am I doing? Am I pleasing Him? In every condition, a person is actively aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this is something that is very, very important. When a person has got this sifat in him, this quality in him, you'll find that his behavior will be correct. His speech will be correct. He'll use his eyesight properly. He'll use his ears properly. He'll even worry about the thoughts that pass his mind. Am I thinking those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to think? On one occasion, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh was invited to Karachi. And now after Asr, many of the ulama had come to this program that he had. He had a small majlis. And thereafter they had a session where people were allowed to come and meet him. But there were so many ulama that had come. Because can you imagine Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi visiting Pakistan? And then at that time, Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan Sahib, he mentions this incident rahmatullah alayhi. He says that I saw so many people standing in a line to come and meet him. And when I was watching, I saw the beauty that ulama, that great muhaddiseen, and great ulama from different madaris, all were standing in the line. And what shan and what izzat Allah Ta'ala had given Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, that throughout Pakistan so many people came and they all were meeting him and they were moving. And I looked at this gathering and I said, what izzat Allah Ta'ala had given this person? So that evening he mentions that he was making the khidmat. At that time he was a young person. He was making the khidmat of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. So he says, that evening Hazrat Sheikh asked me that, you know what dua I was reading when all those people were coming to meet me and all those people were greeting me. You knew what dua I was making. He said he had seen that Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayhi's lips were moving, but he didn't know what dua he was making. So Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi told him that I was making this dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi azhara alayya al-jamal wa satara alayya al-qabih, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed goodness from me. Allah ta'ala has just exposed, made goodness appear from me, and he has hidden and concealed all my faults. So this people coming to meet me is not because of my own good deeds. I got absolutely nothing to show. But it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just made some beauty. Allah Pak just made it appear that I got a beautiful outlook or beautiful presence there. People just thought. But the reality is Allah ta'ala has hidden my faults from the people. So now look at these great people, how they think. So on one occasion I asked my Ustaz, the Mufti Sahib, that how do they ever think that they got faults, and how do they think that they got gunas, when really their whole life is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he mentions that even those ghair ikhtiyari thoughts, those non-volitional, those involuntary thoughts that pass their mind, these great people even consider that to be wrong. Not that they will be taken to task, nobody will be taken to task for those involuntary. A person did not deliberately start entertaining himself with wrong thoughts. Some thoughts may have just passed the mind. Even that also, these great people, because of that high level of Allah Pak, Allah consciousness, even those involuntary thoughts that pass the mind, even that they regard it as something wrong. So now this is how you will get a person who's got the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget those things that are in his volition, even those things that are not in his volition, that he'll hope and he'll desire that I can have even those things in the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, we'll just do a few ayat for today. قال الله تعالى الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبُكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, who sees you when you stand up in prayer and sees your movements with those who prostrate? Who is the one that is seeing you? Allah Pak is creating awareness that الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sees you. Allah ta'ala is watching you. Allah Ta'ala is aware of you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that He is with you wherever you are. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is with us wherever we are. Nobody can ever escape the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person can be under the ocean in a submarine, or he can be in an aircraft 30, 40, 50,000 feet above ground level. It can be below ocean level, sea level, or above ground level. He cannot escape the knowledge and the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah ta'ala says, nothing is hidden from Allah ta'ala in the heavens or in the earth. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah ta'ala says, surely your Allah is ever watchful. Allah ta'ala is ever watchful. Like how you got a watch or a person in a watch tower. The tower is on guard. His duty now is to be away, guarding and knowing what is happening, to be on guard, watching all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. There is no such thing as anything escaping the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah ta'ala says, He knows the treachery of the eyes and what the hearts conceal. خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Sometimes the eyes just steal a glance, thinking that nobody can see. I'm just stealing one glance here at something wrong. That is called خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, the treachery of the eye. So Allah ta'ala is saying that He knows even that also, what the glance that the eye steals, the treachery of the eye, and what the hearts conceal, what's hidden inside the heart also. Allah ta'ala is fully aware of that. Nothing can escape the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Ibn Atta stated that إِلَهِ عَمِيَتْ عَيْنِي لَا تَرَاكَ عَلَيْهَا رَقِيبًا. O my Allah, that eye is blind which does not see you as watchful over it. That eye is blind which does not see you as watchful over it. In other words, that eye that does not consider Allah Ta'ala looking at him, Allah Ta'ala aware of him, of it, that eye is actually blind. That eye is not that eye that can see. The eye that is aware that Allah Ta'ala is looking, that in reality is the eye that can see. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment in our life, being particular about making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, and be careful of not displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.